Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Bloodsucking Fiends by Christopher Moore, narrated by Susan Bennett and directed by Ethan Abbott-Gamache. This book is copyrighted 1995 by Christopher Moore. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. Jody never asked to become a vampire. But when she wakes up under an alley dumpster with a badly burned arm, an aching neck, superhuman strength, and a distinctly Nosferatuan thirst, she realizes that decision has been made for her. And now, Bloodsucking Fiends.
Part 1. Fledgling. Chapter 1. Death. Sundown painted purple across the Great Pyramid, while the Emperor enjoyed a steaming whiz against a dumpster in the alley below. A low fog worked its way up from the bay, snaked around columns and over concrete lions to wash against the towers, where the West's money was moved. The financial district. An hour ago it ran with rivers of men in gray wool and women in heels. Now the streets, built on sunken ships and gold rush garbage, were deserted. Quiet, except for a foghorn that lowed across the bay like a lonesome cow. The Emperor shook his scepter to clear the last few drops, shivered, then zipped up and turned to the royal hounds, who waited at his heels. "The foghorn sounds especially sad this evening, don't you think?" The smaller of the dogs, a Boston Terrier, dipped his head and licked his chops. "Bummer, you are so simple. My city is decaying before your..."